Good morning. It's good to be with you today on Monday. Today is the first day of Holy Week. Well, I guess technically yesterday being Palm Sunday was the first day of Holy Week. But what we're going to do throughout this week, we're going to each day look at some of the things that happened in Jesus' life and in his ministry during Holy Week as we draw closer to Good Friday and to Easter. So it's a wonderful week. It's a great time for us to really dig into God's Word, to spend some time reading. And I would encourage you to take extra time this week to be prayerful, to be intentional, to read, to pray, to search the Scriptures, to spend time walking with Jesus. If you are in the Madison, Mississippi area, Jackson, Madison, Ridgeland, Canton, Flora, Gluckstadt, I would encourage you, if you have time, to come by St. Matthew's. We're putting up today our Stations of the Cross, and tomorrow from 9 until 5, and each day of Holy Week, we'll have our Stations of the Cross open for individuals to walk through them, to pray through them. It's a wonderful experience, and I would encourage you to take some time and to walk our Stations of the Cross and pray together through them. So it's a wonderful time together. Today, though, on Monday, we're going to look at what Jesus did and what happened to Jesus. And there's a lot of things that the Scriptures tell us happened on Holy Monday. Some teaching. A lot of times, I look especially at the cleansing of the temple on Holy Monday. But today, I want to focus on a passage, a teaching that Jesus gives on Holy Monday that I think is especially interesting. And hopefully help it make a little bit more sense. We're going to look at Matthew 21. We'll be reading primarily, but not exclusively, through Matthew this week. I just love Matthew's gospel. I think it's, the longer I read scripture, the more I just think Matthew is my favorite gospel because of its Jewish nature and the depth of the Old Testament that we find in Matthew. But let's read Matthew 21, verses 18 through 22. That's Matthew 21. 18 through 22. In the morning, when he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the side of the road, he went to it and found nothing on it but leaves. Then he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed, saying, "How did the fig tree wither at once?" Jesus answered them, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to the mountain, 'Be lifted up and be thrown into the sea,' it will be done. What if you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive." Okay, so when we read this passage here, we often focus more on the whole faith to move mountains thing, which is important teaching and important for us to know. It's important for us to know about the power of our faith to change things and for mountains to move in the midst of that. So that's important. But I really think the fig tree part is really interesting to think about. So it says here, he was hungry, he sees a fig tree, and he goes to it, and he finds nothing on it but leaves, and so he curses it. So you're like, well, dadgum, man. You know, what'd that poor fig tree do? It's just sitting there minding its business, and Jesus curses it, and it's dead. Why did he do that? Well, I want to talk to you today about what's called false fruits or false figs. It is very common in that part of the world, particularly during this time of year, this Passover, Easter season, to see fig trees that have what looks like figs on them. They look very much from a distance to be figs. They look like that's what it is. And then when you get closer to them, you see that these fig trees are actually not bearing figs, but the fruit you see, the flowers you see there, those are not true fruit, but they are false fruit or false figs. So Jesus sees from a distance. He sees a fig tree by the side of the road. He went to it, but he finds nothing on it but leaves. This fig tree had false figs or false fruit. And because of this, he says, "May you never bear fruit again." So what's happening here is that for the disciples and for others who would have passed by, they would have seen this fig tree looking to be alive. looking like this fig tree was producing fruit, looking like something good was coming from this fig tree. But when Jesus got closer, when you would have come closer to examine this fig tree, you would have seen that this fig tree actually was not alive, and that it was not bearing true fruit or real fruit, but that this fig tree was bearing false fruit. This fig tree was bearing false figs. This fig tree was not producing true fruit. And because of that, Jesus curses that fig tree, and it dies. So this fig tree looked to be bearing fruit, but it was not bearing true fruit, but false fruit. And I think that's important for us to hear, is that as Christians, as disciples, as those who are following Jesus, our job is to bear true fruit. The Bible talks about fruit showing repentance, that our lives should be bearing the true fruit of the Spirit, not false fruit. In other words, we should not look Christian. This fig tree looked alive, but it was truly dead. Our job is not to look Christian. Our job is to be Christian. Our job is not to look righteous or moral or good, but our job is to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Because it is not the appearance of our fruits that show if we're truly alive or show if we're truly Christian, but it's the actual fruit that we bear that shows if we are truly alive or truly Christian. That's the key, y'all, is what fruit are we bearing? What is happening in our life? What fruit are we showing? Is it true fruit that comes from repentance? Is it fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, mercy, goodness, self-control. Are we bearing the fruit of the Spirit? Or do we just look Christian? Are we culturally Christian, going to church, listening to K-Love, wearing the right t-shirts, having the right bumper sticker, things such as that? Is our faith something simply that is culturally expected from us, particularly here in the South? Or is our faith something that is truly deep and producing the fruit of the Spirit? And that's how we can know. The only way you can know if the fig tree was bearing true fruit or false fruit was to go and to examine the fruit that the fig tree was producing. I think that's why for us, particularly in this Lenten season, particularly in this Holy Week time, it's important for us to have some time for self-examination. What fruit are we producing? Is the extent of our faith simply something of appearance that we worry about what others think, or are others impressed by us? Or is our faith actually producing the fruit of the Spirit? It's important for us to allow Jesus to examine us in the same way he examines this fig tree. It's important for us in this week to give the Spirit space to examine our hearts and examine our souls to make sure that we are bearing true fruit of repentance. I think about this, one of the stories I always think about, and this was when I was a young Christian, hadn't been a believer for more than a year or so. I remember sitting down one day in the cafeteria at the college I was at, and I saw somebody come in, and in my mind, he did not look properly Christian. In my mind, I looked properly Christian. I was what a Christian should look like, and not that guy. So he sat down, and I began to judge him and everything about him, and I just was looking at him with judgment for how he was dressed and all these type things. And then as I watched him, I saw him take off his hat and bow his head and say a blessing over his food. And I realized that, oh, I had forgotten to pray over my food. He was bearing true fruit in his life. I was bearing false fruit. I looked the part, whatever that means. But the only fruit I was bearing was judgment. He did not look the part. It was apparent from how he was acting that he actually was producing the fruit of the Spirit. The fig tree was bearing false fruit, and so it never bore fruit again. In this Holy Week, may we give the Spirit space in our life to inspect our fruit to make sure that we are producing the true fruit of the Spirit. Thanks for joining with us today. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up on Holy Tuesday and see what happens in the life of Jesus then. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great day.